Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Keith Poole, who is a Philip Alston Distinguished Chair in the Department of Political Science in the School of Public and International Affairs at the University of Georgia and Professor Emeritus of Political Science at the University of California, San Diego. He's the author of Polarized America, The Dance of Ideology and Unequal Riches, Ideology in Congress, and of Congress, A Political Economic History of Roll Call Voting. His latest book is Political Bubbles, Financial Crises, and the Failure of American Democracy. Welcome to Background Briefing, Keith Poole.
Good afternoon or good morning, depending on the time.
I'm glad you could join us, Keith, even if you're freezing there. I was just in Washington yesterday, and it was I'm for California now, you know, and I couldn't handle it. But tell me about what you think is going to be happening on Tuesday. There's rumors, and in fact, the president has signaled his press spokesperson has signaled that he's going to basically bypass the Congress, work with them where he can, and bypass them where he can't. And there's an expectation in this that in the State of the Union, you're going to see a different Obama, a much more aggressive one, basically saying, I'm fed up with these people. They've done nothing but block me, and I'm going to figure out ways to, govern this country without them. Is it possible?
Well, in some respects, it is, because a lot of times presidents can, especially with a Congress where the two chambers are controlled by different parties, presidents can take actions, and the Supreme Court won't do anything about it because very few people have a standing to sue, and they're on questions like disputes between branches, and the Supreme Court is very reluctant to get in the middle of that. So we'll see. It's a dangerous thing to do because we're going to have an election in the fall, which I think the Republicans are going to make fairly large gains in the Senate, not very big gains in the House. There's just not a whole lot he can do unilaterally about a lot of the big issues. Most of the things that he can do are having his executive branch agencies do rulemaking on various things. So I'm not quite sure what he has in mind. He's probably going to lose in the Supreme Court on the recess appointments. But the court will probably be very reluctant to say that all the rulings that were done, for example, by the National Labor Relations Board are null and void. So I'm not completely convinced that there's a lot that he can do. He's also going to be very distracted, whether he wants to be distracted or not, by foreign affairs, as most presidents are. So we'll just have to wait and see what he has in mind.
Well, apparently, Keith Poole, he's bringing in people from the Clinton administration, including John Podesta, Clinton's former chief of staff, to test the boundaries of executive authority. But given our divided government, what can you get done by executive order?
Not much. And the irony of that is that Clinton got a lot done with the Republican Congress when he was president because the Republican contingents in Congress were much less extreme than they are now. And actually Clinton passed quite a bit of legislation that he wanted. So that I'm not completely sure. I know that Podesta is a pretty tough guy, but you can make certain rulings about immigration that is executive branch can just not enforce some laws, and it's very difficult to make the executive branch enforce a law if it doesn't want to enforce a law. So they can do things like that, but this is just really penny-ante stuff compared to the fundamental problems the country has, and it's not going to do a lot to really get the economy moving. The markets were reacting this week almost entirely to actions of the Federal Reserve Board. So there's not a lot that he can do in terms of getting the economy moving, which is really the key thing, because that's what's our deficit problems, and I'm mainly referring to entitlement costs, would be if we could get the economy recovering 3 to 4% growth rate, would at least ease some pressure on things. But the without that, there's not a lot that he can do.
Again, I'm speaking
In terms of employment.
Sure. Again, I'm speaking with Keith Poole, who is the chair of the Department of Political Science at the School of Public International Affairs at the University of Georgia and professor emeritus of political science at the University of California, San Diego. He's the author of Polarized America, The Dance of Ideology and Unequal Riches, Ideology in Congress and Congress, A Political Economic History of Roll Call Voting. His latest book is Political Bubbles, Financial Crises and the Failure of American Democracy. So how do you think it would play, though, assuming that some of these reports are correct, that the president is going to show a tougher tone on Tuesday to the very Congress that's been obstructing him all along? And it is, I think it's going down in history as the worst do-nothing Congress. And they've been implacably hostile to him and incredibly disrespectful to him. So I don't think he owes them anything. And it might be refreshing to put them on notice. But do you think it's likely to happen?
Well, he hasn't exactly been playing patty cake with the House Republicans so far. So I guess you could take it up a notch. It's always important to remember that that the real issue here is the switch back of the House to Republican control in the 2010 elections. And because of the extremism of Senate candidates, the Democrats have held onto the Senate. So it's really more of an issue of President Obama versus the Republican House. And they've dialed that up quite a few notches. So I guess you could dial it up even higher. I think the big difference in 2014, though, is going to be the fact that Speaker Boehner and Majority Leader Cantor in the House and their group, along with a fairly substantial number of the House Republican caucus, have figured out that they should just simply get out of the way, because as the health care law continues to roll out, it's going to make more and more people mad. And the Republicans are not, notice they made a very quick deal on spending at $1.1 trillion, and that blew through both House and Senate. And my guess is they will not do anything on the debt ceiling except maybe a pretty harmless policy rider that's acceptable to the Senate. And other than that, I think they're just simply going to stay out of the way. So the attacks on the House Republicans are going to have to be along the lines that they're not passing legislation rather than blocking legislation. Or passing legislation that's entirely symbolic, like trying to repeal the Affordable Care Act. So, yeah, he can get tougher and tougher and tougher, but I think that the rollout of health care law is something that's going to be, he's just simply not going to be able to avoid that news, and you can see it in the fall in his general support in the population.
Mm-hmm.
Because there aren't too many things more personal to people than their health care. And the big boulder to the drop is coming, and that is when the employer mandate kicks in. Then large employers, they're not going to drop their insurance, of course, but what will happen is that people who work for large institutions, like me, I work for a big university system, we're not going to lose our health insurance or anything like that, but our premium is going to go up and the deductible is going to go up. And that's not going to make people very happy. So that it's going to be very difficult to distract, unless the Republicans do stupid stuff, like, you know, lies from the pits of hell, and I don't know, some jerk did mumbled something, went on about how a woman's supposed to serve her husband or some damn thing.
Right.
Oh, and, so
and
that
women's libido,
that sort of nonsense, it's going to be very difficult to change the focus of the coming campaign.
Well, just in the last couple of minutes, let's turn to your latest book here, Keith Poole. And by the way, I spent the last few days in Washington at a conference on health care reform and rolling out Obamacare. And everything I heard was the opposite, that the more people experience Obamacare, the more they're going to like it. So you obviously have a different opinion here. But I'm interested in your new book, Political Bubbles, Financial Crisis and the Failure of American Democracy. Is it a case, really, that the financial elite run America and that we have a kind of kabuki theater going on there in Washington?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And it's not just, Frontline, PBS Frontline, which can hardly be accused of being Fox News, has run a number of pieces on it. There was an Academy Award-winning documentary several years ago called Inside Job. And we document this in some detail in our book, only we look at the political side in addition to the economic side. And basically, the moneyed elites essentially run both parties in the sense that if you look at campaign contributions, they're increasingly from the rich and about equally divided between the two political parties. The two political parties have essentially equal numbers of billionaires and rich donors, and something like 0.01% of campaign donors now are comprised something way north of 47%, I forget the number, of total campaign donations. And what's interesting is that it's the small donors that are giving to the crazies, that is the people way out in the extreme right or the extreme left, are primarily driven by the small donors. Whereas the very rich are donating right around the average Democrat and the average Republican. Mm-hmm. But the other way that the moneyed interests manifest themselves is the fact that former executives in the executive branch and important players in Congress and their staffers go back into the financial industry, mm-hmm. just like the recent departure of the head of President Obama's budget office.
Right, the revolving door. Well, Keith Poole, I'm afraid we've run out of time here, but I really thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Again, I've been speaking with Keith Poole, who is the chair of the Department of Political Science at the School of Public International Affairs at the University of Georgia and Professor Emeritus of Political Science at the University of California, San Diego. And he is the author of Polarized America, The Dance of Ideology and Unequal Riches. And his latest book is Political Bubbles, Financial Crises and the Failure of American Democracy. We're going to take a brief station break and we'll be back talking with Sister Simone Campbell, who I spoke with on Friday in Washington, D.C. at a forum on healthcare reform.